Recorded Books presents a Griot Audio production, John Crow's Devil by Marlon James. This unabridged recording is narrated by Robin Miles. This book is copyrighted 2005 and 2010 by Marlon James. This recording is copyrighted 2010 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Griot Audio, celebrating the best in contemporary African-American fiction and nonfiction. And now, John Crow's Devil.
The End. No living thing flew over the village of Gibeah, neither fowl, nor dove, nor crow. Yet few looked above, terrified should an omen come in a shriek or flutter. Nothing flew but dust. It slipped through window blades, door cracks, and the lifting clay of rooftops. Dust coated house and ground, shed and tree, machine and vehicle with a blanket of gray. Dust hid blood, but not remembrance. Apostle York took 3 days to decide. He had locked himself in the office as his man waited by the door. Clarence touched his face often without thought, running his fingers over scratches hardened by clotted blood. The apostle's man was still in church clothes. His one black suit and gray shirt with tan buttons that matched his skin, save for his lips, which would have been pink had they not been beaten purple 3 days ago.